California uber alles. That's your dead Kennedys there. Well, it's a political truism. California is the leading edge of American politics, and if you want a stage that exemplifies it all in this political season, busted budgets and deficits, anger at incumbents, certainly, it's all right there in California. Well, the first debate in the big governor's race was last night in California. It's billionaire political novice Republican Meg Whitman facing off against grizzled political veteran and California stalwart, former governor, former mayor, Democrat Jerry Brown. He's now the attorney general. He's held just about every office in California except for senator. Whitman is now, this is interesting, she's now the highest spending candidate in American election history. She's already spent $120 million, most of it her own money, so far in the race. Joining us now for some post-debate analysis and a look at California politics is Bruce Kane, professor of political science at UC Berkeley. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Well, I want you to, let's listen first to Meg Whitman. She's making, from the debate last night, she's making this race about economy and jobs. Listen to Meg Whitman.
If we do not put Californians back to work, as I said, there is no way out of this financial mess. So I put together a very detailed plan to create 2 million new private sector jobs by 2015.
2 million jobs for Meg Whitman. Former Governor Jerry Brown says it's all about experience. Listen to Jerry Brown.
At 74, whatever it's going to be in a couple of years, I'm ready. One more thing, I now have a wife, and, you know, I come home at night. I don't try to close down the bars of Sacramento like I used to do when I was governor of California.
He's famous for the laugh lines. Is that what it's all about in the governor's race, experience versus jobs?
That's pretty much the theme, but underneath that is also different approaches to how they would deal with the budget mess. It's pretty clear from what was said last night that Meg Whitman does not intend to raise taxes. If anything, she's going to cut taxes. She wants to stimulate business, in a sort of supply-side economics way. And Jerry Brown really is going to take a more traditional approach where he's going to look to sort of squeeze expenditures, but he's also said he will raise some taxes as he has to and put them on the ballot and let the voters decide.
And these races, Bruce Kane, never take place in a vacuum. Just yesterday, critical budget talks between Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and the big unions that run the state employees, the state employee unions, those talks broke down. And California is deep in deficit. How is that affecting the dynamics of the race here?
It makes voters very anxious. And one of the things that is a theme in this election is that people are rather frustrated that they're not getting better details about how each of the prospective candidates would deal with this crisis. And so there's a real frustration that a lot of the barbs and the anger and the generalities just don't really address the serious problems the state has right now.
Well, Bruce Kane from UC Berkeley, what I mentioned at the top there was that California is always seen as the leading edge of American politics. Back here in Washington, of course, Republicans still think they have a shot at winning control of the Senate. And for the first time, surprising, they're looking at the race between incumbent California Senator Barbara Boxer and her Republican challenger, Carly Fiorina, for the first time. Where does that race stand? Boxer was a strong incumbent. Is there a chance she could lose?
There is a chance, but these are really critical weeks, the next couple weeks, because the most recent polls show Barbara Boxer pulling ahead. And if Carly Fiorina cannot keep that margin very close, she's going to have a hard time getting money because the money people around the country that are giving to Republican races are going to look at California and say, boy, that's a really big bet, and we better be sure we're going to win it if we're going to dump $40 million into California to try to win that Senate race. So Carly has got to stay close to Barbara Boxer, or it could be over by the time we get to October.
Now, I think I saw a couple of polls yesterday or the day before that said that Boxer had crossed that critical 50% threshold for an incumbent. Is that right?
Yeah, there's big disputes about the nature of these polls, but it's certainly the first hint that we've had that this race is going to go the way some of these other races have gone for Barbara Boxer, where she starts out and she really is in a tight race, but as she gradually exposes where the candidate stands, and she's had just an endless string of very conservative candidates running against her, California looks at these choices and says, well, I may not be absolutely happy with Barbara Boxer, but somebody who's anti-abortion, somebody who's anti-stem cell research, somebody who is basically for almost a libertarian economic plan. That's just not California. So I think that's her plan. Carly's plan is sort of the Karl Rove plan, which is to get the base out, to turn up all the Republicans she can, and try to take advantage of the enthusiasm gap. The problem is there aren't enough Republicans in California for that strategy, so she really has to have a lot of Democrats staying home to win with the kind of profile right. that she has right now. Here's a critical moment.
Here's a weird one, Bruce Kane from Berkeley, before we go. Meg Whitman, new political newcomer, former CEO of eBay. Carly Fiorina, political newcomer, former CEO of HP. California everyday people, do they know the difference between these two women?
It's taken a while because, yes, what you see is businesswoman first. But over the last couple months, because they've been on the air quite a bit, people realize that Carly Fiorina is a much more conservative candidate. She's taken much stronger positions, conservative positions, than Meg Whitman, who has shifted to the middle, and predictably, as most candidates try to do in November election. So, yes, I think voters do understand that difference increasingly.
All right. Hot Senate race, hot governor's race in California, the leading edge of American politics, Fiorina versus Boxer and Whitman versus Brown. Actually, folks, if you want to have a little bit of fun with the California Senate race, Google the term demon sheep and Carly Fiorina and see what you come up with. That might be a little bit fun for you. That's my advice. That's Bruce Kane, political science professor at UC Berkeley, joining us to talk about politics in California. Thanks, Bruce.
Are you out of your minds, Willick? Demon sheep?
Check it out. Demon sheep. Trust me.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.